The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is talk radio to thrive by. And more recently, we've been called the vibe of thrive. And that's because the message that we put out on the airwaves is all about you. It's about how you can live your life to the fullest. As I like to say, live life full out. It's not something I've always known about. And so I think that's why I'm so passionate about it, because I kind of look at myself and I look at my own life and I say, wow, you know, if I could kind of get in the groove of this, you all can do it as well. But the question is, what are the things that will help us stay in that vibe? What are some of the things that will help us be in that groove? Well, I will tell you that along the way for me, my alignment with spirit has been probably one of the most powerful marriages that I've had in my life. And I get to talk about it, every once in a while. And today I have somebody joining us that talks about it a lot. Joining me today is Lawrence Duchin, and he's joining me because we're talking about, first of all, we're going to talk about his book, I Am, Therefore I Am, Finding God in Our Heart. That is something that he's passionate about. And more importantly, how does this conversation lead into all of the many things we're hearing out there right now, whether it's the movie The Secret, whether it's the Law of Attraction, you know, whether it's waking up each day and waking up with bliss, as Susan Apollon said last night, or whether it's simply facing the challenges we have in our lives? Well, today's show is all about that. It's about how we can look at our lives and the relationship we build with God, the relationship we build with self, and the relationship we build with other people. Lawrence Duchin spent many years in therapy recovering from sexual abuse. And so we're going to talk about his journey, but we're also going to talk about the revelations. We're going to talk about the integration of his spiritual experiences, the emotional work, and now the book that he's written, I Am, Therefore I Am, Finding God in Our Heart. And so today's show is about looking at our lives and knowing that there's a place we can go always, not just once in a while, not just when we have time, but a place that we could go always. Larry, thank you so much for joining us here today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Pat. And a lot of what you said in the prelude is very accurate. So thank you.
Well, we're going to, you know, this is a topic that I love to talk about, because I can look at my life and I could look at the times even during the week, you know, every week, every day. And I think about the days that I take that time out to remember, you know, the I Am, and the days that I don't. And I wanted to ask you about your life. And there's a question I ask everyone that joins the show. You know, the question is this: given all that you are right now and all that you believe in, what are some of the challenges, what are some of the obstacles that you had to overcome to bring you to this very moment?
Wow, that's a good question. I think the biggest thing overall that everyone has to overcome is false beliefs. We have a tremendous amount of false beliefs about who we are. In fact, we create a whole persona. You know, some people call it the ego or whatever. But and this covers up who we really are, which is spirit, which is we're one with God, and we're also a son of God. So for me, it was, as you mentioned, I underwent sexual abuse by my mother, and I had to work off a tremendous amount of anger and shame and guilt and fear. And I really did that extensively in my 30s and in emotional therapy. And really what that is kind of like peeling back the layers of an onion, and you're uncovering these false beliefs that you have about yourself. You know, you believe that you're not lovable, believe you're not worthy, all these beliefs. And eventually you release those beliefs into the light. And when you release all the false beliefs, all that's left is God.
When we remove the false beliefs, all that is left is God. And, you know, when you say that, Larry, one of the things I'm struck by is what that feels like. And then, you know what I'm saying? Don't you know? Look, you and I know what it feels like not to feel so good. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I know what it feels like to wake up some days in my life and think, how am I going to put my shoes on today? Mm-hmm. And the focus was, how am I going to put my shoes on? But never realize that there's another place that we could go, first of all, that doesn't cost a dime, and get almost an instantaneous awakening.
Yes, I mean, people are looking, people, and I did this for a long time, and I still do this to a little bit of extent, but people look outside themselves to try and find who they are, to try and find happiness, and it's an endless search that goes on forever because you can never find it outside of yourself. And it's within yourself. And, you know, somebody, I think, I can't remember who wrote the book, The Diamond Within or The Diamond in Your Pocket, but it really is. Everything you're looking for is within you because God is expressing through you. And what you're really searching for in this whole life and what everything is geared towards that you bring to you, because it's your play. You bring all these things to you. So everything that comes to you is for the purpose of helping you to remember and to recognize your relationship with God. And that's a love, you know, that's a beloved relationship like Rumi and some of the great poets have talked about. And you mentioned a little bit of that at the beginning of the show. And I had that, you know, during my 30s, I was a very depressed person going through immense therapy. And I had days when I just thought I couldn't do it. And if I had not, I mean, it was very hard for me at times. And if I had not had a family, I might have left this earth. So everybody, when you grow and when you shed those false beliefs, you're going to have a lot of days like that. You're going to have a lot of, you know, pain. But pain doesn't have to become suffering. If you let the pain move through you instead of resisting it, then you can, you know, move quicker through those times when you have those days. But what you end up doing is, you know, you end up going from an ego-based view of life that's, you know, you see nothing of what you are, a spirit, and then what happens is it's like you got dark clouds covering you, and at some point, you know, a little glint of sunshine comes through the clouds, and you get that illumination and say, oh, my God, there's something different than how I see things. And, you know, there is, you know, there's spirit or whatever it comes to you. And eventually, and you have a lot of those days where it's hard to get up and do things, but eventually you move to the point where all those clouds go away and it's all sunshine, because you can have a walking meditative love affair, being conscious in continual communion with God 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that is what is intended for you to find your true joy.
When I'm looking at true joy, and I really want to look at true joy here, because, you know, right now, people are down on their knees, Larry. Right now, people are down on their knees. And they're down on their knees because they are facing some challenges that perhaps in this lifetime they've never faced. And yet there is a solution. And I wanted to talk with you about your book, I Am, Therefore I Am. I have heard the term I am, and I've heard it very late in my life. I mean, it's something that I didn't ever realize, Larry, what it meant, how important it is. But when we say I am, therefore I am, what is the power in it? Where is the connection? What can we share with our listeners to say, you know, this statement has meaning beyond meaning?
Well, first off, let me say that I was given the title of that book in a dream.
I know. Believe me, I dialed the wrong phone number to get on radio, so I totally get that.
So I don't know that, especially when, because this has been a very long process for this book, so many years. So I don't know that I would have ever come up with, would have given that title. But from, you know, what I think the power in the I am is that God doesn't say I am holy or I am this or that, because when you say I am something, you're also at the same time you're also saying I am not this. Okay, and God is complete. God is whole. When we say there is God is one, we're not saying there's one God. We're saying God is all there is, and you are part of that oneness. And so the I am means that you have to recognize yourself as being part of that oneness, and to know that you are whole already. There's nothing you have to do. You're whole and complete. You're fully loved by God to a point that's unimaginable. It's actually infinite. And there's nothing you have to do to complete yourself. There's nothing you have to do to earn God's love. There's nothing you have to do to be anything other than you are, which is perfect. So that's,
and that's really the feeling that most people would love to have. But yet we grow up in a world where perfection is not something we look at in sort of the context of our lives. And yet today it is so important to understand how significant that is, that statement is, Larry, that you made. You know, we're going to talk about this and a lot on the show today, but how did you realize that there was more to living, there was more to looking at the bumps or the pimples or the stuff that we had in our lives? What was the aha moment for you? I want to hold that thought, and when we come back from break, I want to talk with you about it and much more. For those of you listening to the show, you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Larry Duchin joining me here today. The book is I Am, Therefore I Am, Finding God in Our Heart. And, you know, we're going to be talking about why this is important, what the alignment with God is all about. And does it actually supersede our view of religion? And let's talk about that when we come back and much more. Why is it important now for all of us to connect with that spiritual flame that has always been inside of us? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yogurt Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yogurt Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight. And the yogurt I recommend is Greek God's Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Introducing the featured re-release of Kat James Grassroots best-selling book, The Truth About Beauty, Transform Your Looks and Your Life from the Inside Out. The Truth About Beauty represents the most comprehensively researched and inspiring body and beauty guide to date. It's been called a masterpiece by New York Magazine's two-time Nutritionist of the Year, Oz Garcia, and a path to personal triumph by former Glamour publisher Suzanne Grimes. The re-released edition of this modern health and beauty classic features 40% new material, including James' long-awaited recipes from her acclaimed Total Transformation programs, plus her living formula for freedom from food obsession, state-of-the-art natural skin, supplement, and anti-aging strategies, and a natural product resource guide called Worth Its Weight in Gold by Marie Claire Magazine. If you're ready to get serious, get the truth about beauty and transform yourself today, visit informedbeauty.com.
Do you want to prosper by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick is offering a special pre-order price on her 2010 Good Timing Guide and newsletters. Now through April 29th, you can save up to 20% on next year's Good Timing Guide and newsletters. The combination of guide and newsletters is what tells you what's happening daily and what the cycles and trends are. These tools allow you to work in harmony with the universe and have the wind at your back. This is her best deal all year. Pre-order your 2010 guide and newsletters today by going to askmadeline.com. That's A-S-K-M-A-D-E-L-I-N-E LINE.com or call Madeline at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. Listen to Cosmic Connections with Madeline every Friday at 10 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk, KKNW, AM 1150.
Can you imagine a world where noodles are calorie-free? For centuries, Japanese women have eaten these noodles. Now this Japanese miracle noodle is available in the United States at miraclenoodle.com. As seen on ABC News, this noodle made only of soluble fiber has zero net carbs and zero calories. Imagine the possibilities. Now you know why it's called Miracle Noodle. Add noodles back into your diet guilt-free at miraclenoodle.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain inspired really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. You know, I was so looking forward to talk to Larry Duchin today about his book, I Am, Therefore I Am. And, you know, the reason that I was really, that I am thrilled about it, because this is really a time for us to get connected to spirit, whether you call it God, whether you call it goddess, but God in a very generic term, this is a time for us to understand that we have this innate power within us to tap into something that's always there. I know for myself, I've forgotten that it's there. And so therefore my life took certain directions that, were very interesting for me. But Larry's joining us here today because, you know, he's written this book because it's about finding God in our heart. And Larry, thank you for joining us here today. And I want to really talk about what that means because, you know, it's so important for us to understand your perspective and where you're coming from. You know, many people would see this show title and they would look at this and they would say, oh, wait a minute, this is one of these shows that's all about, you know, the religious right. And I want to talk to you about that because we've got a lot of separation in the way we are practicing our spirituality right now.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you want to call it philosophy or belief.
That's good.
It's really gone beyond a belief because it's what you come to is a knowing. You come to a being instead of a belief because you believe in something, and when you believe in something, it seems that you're saying that's something outside of you. So it's really more of a knowing, but it's really what it is. It's very inclusive. It includes everything. Anything that is, that somebody says, this is the right way and this is the wrong way is not real. Because anything that's truth is self-evident and is non-changing. God is changeless. Okay, and that's what we live in a world that's changing, and it appears to be in what the appearance of the world is created by our collective belief system, and we each have an individual belief system based our own past experiences and our future expectations, and that creates what we see out there individually. We see things we see things a certain way because we have a belief about it. And so you're not really seeing, I start the book, first chapter of the book off, and I say, what's the difference between these two statements? I see the world as it is, or the world is as I see it. And vast majority of people see, is the world is as I see it, which means they have certain colored glasses on that is their own perspective. And anything that's perception that's changing is not real. And what we're trying to do here is get beyond the appearance and get to what is real, and that is God. And one of the things that, you were talking about people really suffering now, and they are, and I have, what I want for people is to be able to see beyond the fear. Because if you think this world, the more that you believe this world is real and that you're entrenched in it, the more fearful you're going to become. And what's happening is, what we're being presented is an opportunity for great growth here. And that's going to, unfortunately, we've chosen this path and it's coming through, you know, great economic change, and there's going to be great if you look at the appearance of the world, it's going to be great hardship. But what you're being given is an opportunity to see what is real. And you have to individually, people have to come to be able to step out of the fear and know that there's something far greater than what's happening in the world. You know, this world is only a play. We're all actors in the play. And so you have to be able to step out of that. If not, if you're entrenched and you think the play is real, then you're going to be increasingly fearful by the events that happen in the world.
And this is really what's going on, you know, in a lot of places. And, you know, Larry, I am, therefore I am. I mean, very powerful statement. I don't think we can say it enough. And, you know, when I was reading your book, I was going through a lot of the different chapters. And, you know, I think I was really, you know, I read the chapter 17, actually, called The One. And I want to ask you about this, because oneness is so important. Yet, we see out right now, and probably not as much now as we did 6 months ago, this idea that we are not one, that, you know, if you are practicing Buddhist, you're not like me. If you are Jewish, you're not like me. If you are Christian, you're not like me. If you're a Muslim, you're not like me. And if you are some part of some New Thought church, you're just simply a cult. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is sort of the tough language out there. And I wanted to ask you how that chapter of oneness addresses all of that.
Well, the language is becoming tougher because people are becoming more fearful, because what they think was giving them stability and you know, non-fearfulness, so to speak, or peace, or whatever, was things in the world. And those things, as those material things are being taken away, those, you know, they're really getting fearful. They were fearful all along, but it just appeared, you know, that the material things and having a house or a car could satisfy them. But what happens is as you become more fearful, you become more hardened in your beliefs, and you join with groups who have similar beliefs to you, because that, in a sense, you think that's going to help you to be less fearful, which it doesn't. It's a very temporary relief, and it doesn't really make you less fearful. But so all of these groups, you know, are out there are separate. You're seeing them all as separate. But again, the chapter on one, you know, God is one. We are part of that oneness, and really, there are no. And I know some of this sounds, you know, pretty lofty and so forth. And I want to say, Dr. Pat, that I did not come to this overnight. This is like a many-year process for me.
It's been a lifetime for me.
Yeah. So, but there really are. I mean, there is the appearance of differences, but there's really no differences. It's all God, okay? But what we can do is we can rejoice in the appearance of differences. And if somebody, you know, practices Buddhism, that doesn't mean that they don't see the oneness. That they may or they may not. That may just be their preference for what rituals they like to do to enter the oneness. For me, you know, at times, I mean, I grew up Jewish. That never really spoke to me. There was times that Catholicism spoke to me a little bit. You know, I have my own way of doing things now, but there's certain things that, and Native American theology has been very important for me. I call those preferences. You know, it's the same thing as liking to eat a hamburger or do whatever. Those are preferences. So, you know, even though somebody's practicing a religion, may or may not say that they don't see the oneness. And there's different degrees of seeing the oneness. Obviously, you move to higher and higher levels. But then, again, there's a bunch of people who are, you know, fundamentalists and say, this is the way it is, you know, and if you don't do this, you're going to hell and so forth. And so, and obviously, they live in a lot of fear, and they want to, the more fearful you are, the more you believe in a hell, the more you believe in that you're going to be punished. This, you know, you're asking what was one of the hardest things for me, is uncovering the false beliefs. And a lot of that is the belief, the core belief that we all have to, that it all comes down to, is the belief that we're separate. Okay.
Yeah.
The belief that we separated from God at some point, and that because of that, he's going to punish us. So as I've grown closer to God, every time I get closer, I go through a little period of fear because I'm afraid, you know, I'm even closer, and it's like I have less control, so to speak, and that he's going to punish me in some way. And I've had to work on that for many, many years, and I'm still working on that to a little extent. So that's the basis of religions, the belief that, you know, it's amazing to me because God is, you know, Jesus told us God is love.
Yes, exactly.
God is
but
love.
Somehow we forgot that. I mean, it's taken a couple thousand years, but we have like this amnesia about that.
We have the same what? I'm sorry.
We have amnesia.
Oh yes, we do have amnesia.
We've forgotten what Jesus said.
What happens is that if somebody's going to take a look at that, that's a crack in their whole belief system. And they can't allow to have a crack because once a crack in the foundation happens, the whole house comes down. So it's like they don't even want to take a small step towards anything because they have so much fear of, you know, the whole foundation. And so I applaud the people who have, you know, worked on themselves greatly through, you know, many means, emotional, spiritual, you know, mental, because they are willing, they're very courageous, they're willing to take those steps to move forward to, you know, to see who they really are. And those are the people who are bringing a lot of light to the earth and helping to illuminate all this perceived darkness.
Well, I love what you just said, perceived darkness. Wow. Larry, I don't know what you channeled, but you certainly channeled a very powerful message. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to bring God in our lives each and every day and really to recognize that you're probably doing it now and just don't know it. When we come back, we'll be talking about that and forgiveness with my very special guest today, Larry Duchin. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Hey guys, I heard you talking about the Ageless Secret. You've got to try it. Just a few sprays of the Light Mist and my face feels tighter and smoother. The longer I've been using it, the better my results have become. You're going to absolutely love it. So go to agelesssecret.com or call 888-424-4247. That's agelesssecret.com or give them a shout at 888-424-4247 and get some now.
Bella Genza, extraordinary hair care, provides professional results naturally. Bella Genza is proud to be the first and original in this category. A line of products that's human-friendly and performs beyond professional standards. Safe, food-grade products that exceed expectations, give great results, and have your well-being in mind. Until now, natural products in salons meant underperformance or, at best, a trade-off between being good for the environment but giving less than ideal results. Bella Genza's products are good for you and the environment. Bella Genza's 8-ounce bottle of incredible shampoo is equivalent to a 20-ounce bottle of professional shampoo because Bella Genza starts with a base of aloe rather than water. Visit BellaGenza.com. That's BellaEgenza.com.
Performance Velocity brings you the breakthrough human performance formula, ETA equals R, where energy intelligence is the key competency for the successful business leader. Are you ready for this emerging trend? You can ignite leadership, accelerate execution, and deliver peak performance every time. Performance Velocity can help you, your management team, or your company. Call 303-744-2464. Human performance is their business. Visit PerformanceVelocity.com and start getting results now.
Hey, Carol, looks like you haven't been sleeping well lately.
Yeah, Dr. Pat, I'm really upset about losing so much of our retirement fund due to the market. Do you have any ideas?
Let me tell you about my friend Tom. He told me to put my money in an Index Universal Life Retirement Plan.
It protects me from market loss, disability, increased taxes, litigation, and the financial upset of premature death.
Wow, that sounds like a smart plan. How do I reach him?
Call Tom Liotta at We Excel Financial, 888-252-3083, or his website, debtfreemca.com.
Hi, I'm Paul McCormick, and I want to help you become financially free. Go to my website, secretsofthemillionaireinside.com, and you'll find my book that just became a bestseller, Passing Up Susie Orman and Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And when you buy my book today, you're going to get 4 ebooks, all for the price of 1. Plus, I'm going to throw in 6 CD downloads absolutely free when you buy my book today. Go to my website, secretsofthemillionaireinside.com, secretsofthemillionaireinside.com.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. You can also send us an email with your question because I know many of you like to do that. As a matter of fact, I've got a few emails here right now. You could send them to info@thedrpatshow.com. And many of you already know that. I will get to your questions. Joining me today, Larry Duchin. I am, therefore I am, finding God in our heart. You know, this is a journey that Larry's been on. And the conversation we're having is about who gets to define God, and more importantly, who gets to define God's love. Larry, thank you for joining us here today. Can we please let people know how they can find out more about you and get copies of the book?
Well, you can buy the book through any, you know, online source or any bookstore, order any bookstore. And you can also, there's an Amazon or Barnes & Noble link on my website, which is lawrenceduchin.com, LawrenceDoochin.com.
So, you know, we've been talking about a lot of different things from your book, and especially your own journey. And, you know, we're going to talk about forgiveness in a minute as well. But I want to talk about beliefs, because you mentioned them earlier, and you and I were talking during the break. And I've really been struck by the sort of events since, you know, the Miss Universe pageant and Miss California and the controversy around there. And honestly, I do believe that people have the right to say what's on their minds. And what I've noticed, though, since that event, and I don't know if this is even related, that we've had more people sort of weigh in on a conversation that seemed to be taboo. I was sharing with you that Marie Osmond has made public that, you know, she supports gay marriage. Now, Marie Osmond has been a devout Mormon for, I believe, I mean, the entire Osmond family, so to speak. And so for her to come out and make that statement, it, I believe, is a bold move because, you know, the Mormon Church, from information I've received, has been pretty much leading the charge regarding putting a ban on gay marriage. And I wanted to bring that up because I think it really talks to this idea of belief. But the belief here is, especially for a religious organization, the belief is that there are groups of people, whether they're gay people, whether they're people in another country, that really don't deserve God's love. And I wanted to ask you about that.
Well, that is, if I could change one thing in everybody's knowing, it would be that God loves them is more than you can ever imagine, that he's waiting for that communion with you. That is why we were created. We were created out of love so that he could have, because he is love, and he wanted to have an experience of himself as love, so he created a son. And we're all part of that one sonship. Jesus was part of that one sonship. Buddha is part of that one sonship. I am, you are, everybody that's listening is part of that one sonship. And so, you know, these are things that you have to step out of your belief system, and you have to, the way to start breaking down your belief system is to witness it, to say, you know, I've got a, you know, I, every time I see this, I do this or whatever, you know, or I have this belief about this. So when you start to witness your belief system, then you start to break it down. And you also ask the question, what part of me is it that's witnessing this belief system? So that's the start to really coming into breaking down that belief system. And like I said, when those beliefs start to fall off, then you have basically what's left is God. God is in 24-hour, 7 days a week communion with you and loving you the whole time, wanting to receive that love back, because that's what he lives for, to be love. And so God is, you guys talking to you all the time, and all you have to do is clear the static and listen. A lot of people have asked me, how do you get started? Well, for a week, don't read the newspaper, don't, listen to the radio, don't watch TV, don't look at the internet, and go for a long walk in the woods one day, one time a day for a week, and I guarantee you that you will have an opening there of some sort, and it's different for everyone, but you will know. But what you have to do is clear away the static. I mean, so many people, it's amazing to me that we're an info-driven world. Everybody has to have, the news on all the time, the internet, looking at the news and all this stuff, and all that does is take you more away from God. That's just more static, because that's not what's real. God is God, and your relationship with God is what's real.
And, this is really what we're talking about here. The relationship that we have, and the relationship that we have on a day-to-day basis. Now, I want to talk with you about that, Larry, because I love listening to you and what you have to say. I mean, you talk about this from a very, very natural and connected place. And this, I think, is so important today, because I believe that there is shame around what's happening in the world today, individual people. Having gone through this myself, I really know what it's like to lose a job. And what I wanted to ask you was, what can we call in? What can we talk about to help people realize that they can let go of their shame, that there's a level and a degree of oneness that they can tap into to help along the way?
That's a good question. I went through a tremendous amount of shame over what happened with my mother, because I thought I had responsibility in part of it and so forth. So I understand the shame thing very well. And, what you have to realize is that everything that this is your play. You are the actor, the producer, the director, the writer. So you're pulling to you everything that you want to happen. Somebody might say, I didn't want to lose a job or whatever. Well, at a much deeper level or higher level, yes, you did. Your ego says, well, I didn't want to lose a job or whatever, but it's not seeing the right perspective at a much deeper level. So you're pulling together everything that you want to have happen to you, even your most minor encounter. So when you lose a job or whatever, everything that happens to you is for the good. There's no bad out there. It's all for the good, even though it may have the appearance of bad. It all, if you will let it play itself out and know that it's for good, you won't have any shame about it. Because what happens is when you lose a job, there's going to be a grander opening that happens for you. But you have to know that part of your inheritance from God is true abundance, and you have to be open to that abundance. And so to know that your source that you will be provided for in many ways. And even if there were 90% unemployment in this country, you can be extremely abundant and extremely, in abundance, we were talking about the secret earlier, and, abundance, yes, will come in money form and things like that, but that's not the purpose. We have to go beyond the secret. Our purpose is to know our relationship with God. And what comes with that is abundance. It comes with peace, the peace of God, the joy of God, and the love of God. And so, it's important. Yeah, we have to eat and so forth. And, I mean, I've got a family here that my kids spend a lot of money. So I've got to live in abundance too. So, but what I want to say is that you have to know that there is a much greater purpose for you, something tragic happening into your life. And that you can't feel shame over things, you know, feeling shame is shame and guilt are probably the two largest hindrances to knowing God. Because when we originally had the belief that we separated from God, we felt guilt about it, and that's what started this whole mess that we're in. And I'm talking about many eons of mess. So, does that help in terms of talking about
absolutely
the shame?
And you know, this is really a powerful message for today, because you know, you're not your shame, you're not your guilt, you're not your lost job, you know, you're not the relationship that you don't have anymore, you're not all of that.
Exactly.
And if you're not all of that, then what are you? When we come back, we'll be talking with Larry Duchin about this. I am, therefore I am, finding God in our hearts. You know, this is not something you have to buy. This is not something, you know, that you have to go take a teleclass about. You know, this is about truly what Larry's talking about, finding God in our hearts and therefore in our lives. And what does that look like for each and every one of us? We're going to take a short break from the Dr. Pat Show. If you want to find out more about us, go to www.drpatlive.com, drpatlive.com. If you want to find out more about Larry, you can go to lawrenceduchin.com, and we'll make sure we give you the spelling of that and much more. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. And the conversation will be about, well, if I'm not my lost job, what am I? We'll be right back.
Lights go out and I can't be seen. Tides that I tried to swim against.
Ask the experts. Call toll free right now. 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your questions. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Are you living your life to the max? Is there anything you would like to change about how you feel or what you're experiencing? You can have anything you want, and empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you the way. Living your life to the max is more than a catchphrase. It's what we intended when we came into this life. Empowerment psychic medium Linda Dickinson online at InMyFuture.com. For private sessions, call 800-206-9096. Live your life to the max.
So, Susan, how's your diet going?
It's going great. I had noodles for dinner last night.
Noodles? Come on, that can't be on your diet.
Well, I eat Miracle Noodles. They're the secret calorie-free noodles that Japanese women have eaten for years to stay thin.
How is that possible?
They're made only from soluble fiber. That's it. Guilt-free noodles, Eva.
Well, I'm sold. Where do you get them?
Well, it's my little secret. But okay, you can get them at MiracleNoodle.com.
Perfco Green. Biodegradable by nature, green by choice. Traditional trash bags stay in our landfills and pollute the earth for over 800 years or more. Perfco Green trash bags disappear naturally within 2 years and leave nothing harmful behind. Convert your home, school, and business to Perfco Green. Now available at Walgreens, Amazon.com, OfficeMax, and other local stores. Visit PerfGoGreen.com. That's PerfGoGreen.com.
Learn how to help people deal with loss and the grieving process. The new online certificate in bereavement studies at the Center for Integrative Health focuses on the spiritual, cultural, and workplace aspects of loss. Completely online, the one course per month format allows you to complete the certificate in as little as 9 months and earn graduate credit from a regionally accredited institution. Financial aid is available. Visit centerforintegrativehealth.org for the National University Systems Center for Integrated Health. That's centerforintegrativehealth.org.
Have you signed up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter? Find out about upcoming guests, current promotions, events, and information. Go to thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com and sign up now.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I've been thrilled to have Larry Duchin join me here today. Larry, let's take a minute and give out some information about you and about the book and how people can find out more.
Well, they can go to my website. I mean, you can order the book through any source online or in a bookstore, but they can go to my website, which is lawrenceduchin.com, LawrenceDoochin.com, and you can also click on a link there to order it, and you can read some blogs there, although I haven't written a blog in a little while, and then you can also contact me if you want, and I love to communicate with people, you know, over email or whatever. That's kind of how I get a lot of joy out of, you know, knowing that some of the things that I'm talking about or written about have helped people. So that's really very heartwarming for me.
So when we look at this and we look at our lives, and as I said before, if we're not our job, you know, if we're not our book, if we're not our, you know, kids, if we're not our status, if we're not our degrees or plaques we have on the wall, and Larry, what are we?
Well, it's excellent because I put in the book, it's not who you think you are, it's who you are. And like you said, you know, everybody's got these roles. You're not a victim. You're not a forgotten grandmother, okay? So you are an expression of God. God is, you are one with God. You're both one with the Father, and you're also the Son. And that's actually, you know, I talk about paradox in the book. That's actually very interesting paradox, because you're both, but you are holy beyond any measure that you can ever conceive of, and you are completely sinless. I talk about sin in the book, or the concept of sin, and how that is false, and how we all believe that we have sin. That goes back to the original sin, how we started on all this deal. But how we always believe we have sinned, and that goes back to our belief system. And so when you eventually you come to know that that you are truly sinless.
Well, and that's something that we have to kind of work on, because, you know, if you grow up in specific religious institutions, you know the idea of sin is kind of embedded in your psyche.
Yeah, and that's a way for that's the way for those institutions to keep you away from God. They want to. That's the egos in those institutions. It goes back even to when, you know, they revised the true teachings of Christ back in 300 AD at the council or whatever. That goes back to how they want those egos of the, you know, and I'm not saying that every priest and rabbi and everybody's like that, because they're not, but that's the institutions want you to think you have to go through these sources to get to God, because they want to maintain their illusion of the whole system, and that helps feed into that. And you don't have to go through any source to get to God. God is right there with you. He's closer than your fingernails, and He wants to have that beloved relationship with you. And that is what you really, that is truly what you want. You think you may want, you know, a new house or things like that, but all that is materialism that can never fill the hole of what you truly want, and that's a return back to the love with God.
Well, certainly if we can give up the idea of sin or being sinners, then that will certainly help with guilt and shame along the way, don't you think?
Yes, for sure. All that falls away. You know, it's amazing, because all that is like an illusion that is in one ball, and when you start to unwind the ball for one thing, then all the other stuff unwinds, and it's just a beautiful process, and it's everything, then, you know, your joy is intrinsic. It's not like you have to, joy doesn't come from getting a new car or a new job or whatever. That's temporary. Anything that's temporary is not real. So if you get joy from getting a new car, you're going to be very depressed when you get laid off. Okay. So you're not the ups and downs of the roller coaster your joy comes is intrinsic. And when you uncover this stuff, the intrinsic joy comes out. And that's just naturally comes out and flows from you to everyone you encounter in the world.
And you know, as we look at this, and I want to mention to everyone, Larry Dugin, my guest today, the book is I Am, Therefore I Am. You know, we can almost come full circle with the conversation. One of the things that I want to address, one of the other chapters in your book is called The Mind. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to ask you about that because, you know, it's really wonderful to be able to go through a book about God, about spirit, and then have a conversation about the mind. And I wanted to ask you what you intended with this chapter. What does this represent for you?
Well, the people think of the mind. When they think of the mind, they think of their brain. And for a long time, until I had my initial opening, I had no relationship with God until my early 30s, and I thought that my brain and how I saw things was all that there was. And so, but really, your true essence, truly who you are thinking in the same thoughts with the mind of God. And so, what happens is that you, for a long time, you know, as you enter into that opening, you have a split mind. So you're actually kind of going back and forth, and you learn to discern between your ego thoughts and your thoughts that are basically with God. And the thoughts with God are all love based. I mean, they're all joyful, love, peace-based thoughts, and so eventually you're able to discern, and then it's kind of like you need your brain in this dream because you have to function, you got to write checks and do all that stuff, but eventually you just use it as a tool. It's not what controls you. It's like a hammer you pick up when you want to hit a nail. Okay, so you can live in full communion with God and then use your brain, but you're not controlled by that ego mind. See, all these things, all this mess that's going on, you're talking about all the stuff in the world, people having all these beliefs and discussions and everything, it's just a bunch of ego minds that are saying, all this stuff. And so what we've got to do is take a step back and witness and move to a higher perspective and know that you are not the beliefs that, you are not your beliefs. Okay, those are coming from a part of you that only exists in this particular play you're in. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Larry, I want to thank you for joining us here today on the Dr. Pat Show. For those of you that want more information about us, go to drpatlive.com, drpatlive.com. Larry, you have a personal message for folks today?
I just want to say to everyone that God loves you immensely and that you can move through the pain or the depression or whatever you're in. There is a bright side for you. That's not who you are. There is a way out. And if you ask for help, help will be presented to you in some fashion.
Well, thank you, Larry, for joining us here today.
Thank you.
You know, what a fabulous, fabulous conversation. Let's make sure we give out your website one more time.
LawrenceDuchin.com, LawrenceDuochin.com.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Larry, for joining us here today.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you all for tuning in to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We've got lots planned for you. We're getting ready to formulate the next holistic makeover. We're thrilled about that. And sharing thoughts of expansiveness, growth, and love. Until next week, remember, you have everything you need to live life full out. And I'm here to remind you. We'll see you next week.
Can't be seen. Tides that I tried to swim against put me down upon my knees.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Thursday for another dynamic hour of the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.